Electric is the way to go. The racing is good, it's very different. Right now is the place to be.
This is Inside E, the Porsche Formula E podcast.
Hello and welcome as we go behind the scenes and chat to some very special guests within the team. So, who's in the spotlight today? Well, he's been part of the Porsche family since 2013. He won Le Mans in 2016 and he was the first driver to be announced as part of the Formula E campaign. It is, of course, Neil Jani. Neil, lovely to see you today.
Hi, thank you for welcoming me.
Thanks for talking to us today. Let's firstly talk about your relationship with Porsche. You've been instrumental as part of the family since 2013, and it's been a very, very happy and successful relationship, hasn't it?
Yeah, very successful, luckily, because we all know how things can change in motorsports quickly. But so far, this road has been an amazing journey for me since 2013.
We have to talk about 2016. Cast your mind back to that weekend at the iconic Le Mans race. It's the pinnacle of motorsports, the one that everyone wants to win. What a weekend. Highs, lows, emotions. Relive it for me.
Well, I think it's all my Le Mans starts with Porsche were a lot of emotions. We can start in 15. Pole position, first Swiss on pole since Joe Siffert. For me, a very special moment and lap record at the time. Then the year after, again pole, leading the race, losing the lead, second position, fourth and back, puncture shortly before the end of the race and thinking, okay, that's it. And then the Toyota runs into issues in the last lap and then still win the race. It was like crazy. And then 17, the opposite, you know, leading the race easy. 13 laps advantage, that win was clear. And 3 hours before the end, we have an engine failure, which we never had in 5 years. So, you know, in a way, the emotions were just amazing in those four race starts I had at Le Mans with Porsche. So, yeah, I'm looking forward to more emotions.
I know you started your career off in single seaters, but then when you made that decision to go sports car racing, Le Mans is the pinnacle. Did you dream of achieving it indeed and be part of a family such as Porsche, which has got a wonderful heritage?
You know, when you grow up, you always think of Formula One. And then at some stage, I also saw Le Mans because I remember end of 90s when the cars went through the air, the Mercedes cars. That's when Le Mans first time came to my mind and view. And then obviously changing to sports cars after single seater and having a contact with Porsche, the brand, at Le Mans, but also when you grow up, you think about two brands, yeah, it's Porsche and then the red cars. That's when what you think about fast cars, and being allowed to drive for one of those brands on international level is a huge honor, and obviously Porsche and Le Mans, that's an amazing thing.
And Neil, it's very much a family feeling. But as well, being a Swiss driver, it must make you incredibly proud of what you've achieved to date in your career.
I completely agree. I mean, first of all, I think it doesn't matter what nationality you are in the end. Whatever you achieve, and that's great. But I have to say at Porsche, that family word is really something that is lived. And I know from other brands, it's absolutely not the same. And at Porsche, it really goes from the bottom to the top, and at it ends at Dr. Wolfgang Porsche, who, gives you also the family feeling, and that makes you, you know, that yourself as a driver, you get ready to put everything on the line for that family then, and makes you perform also better. And I think that's also one of the secrets of Porsche, to get the best out of their drivers or their employees. It's something I at least have experienced this way.
Coming up in our Team Insider chat, Neil talks about the intensity of the program in the build-up to the road to Formula E.
You know, I thought LMP1 was very busy. But I can actually now say that was kind of like a holiday.
It was some months ago that it was announced that you were the first driver in the lineup for the campaign for Formula E. When you got that call, what were the emotions like? What were your thoughts?
For sure, I was very, very happy. I mean, I was hoping for it for some time, and I knew, okay, chances were good. But it's not clear until it's done, obviously. And no, I was very happy to start into this new adventure with Porsche. It's again a start from zero. It's anyway the official slogan, no? But I had that start from zero also in LMP1. And now we have the same thing. Obviously, completely different task, different difficulties, and so on. But to do something like that with the manufacturer is a very big honor.
And I guess to do it with a manufacturer such as Porsche, where when they channel all of their energies, they give it 128%, which is what they did in LMP1, now what they're doing for their campaign, getting ready for the start of the Formula E campaign and championship.
Yeah, clearly. The problem and the good thing at Porsche is expectation is very high. So everyone expects you to win, because second, Porsche doesn't come second. And Formula E is a whole new thing, you know. It's the first time actually we enter into a championship where 80% of the car is the same for everyone. Chassis, battery, tires, brakes. So it's very few little things we can change. And so we have to give it everything we have plus more to gain an advantage and to be competitive. So it is definitely a huge task ahead of us.
Do you think it helps, Neil, that you know this manufacturer so well? And as you mentioned earlier, it is start from zero. You were first and foremost at the start of the campaign and development of the LMP1, and now you find yourself in a similar situation.
Yeah, clearly. And I know the challenges we had in the LMP1. And the challenges we face now for Formula E. And definitely it helps knowing each other, driver, engineers, and so on, just because you can trust each other and they know, okay, the driver is not just telling some stuff and we don't know if it's true. I know when the engineers tell me, okay, this is the way we have to go, okay, I don't have to doubt it all the time. This way we can just decide quicker on some directions when decisions have to be made. And there, for sure, it's helpful that I was signed early to start a development process, just to get some directions.
Everyone's talking about Formula E. What are your thoughts about this electric racing series? It's undoubtedly the future. You've had an insight into it. What's your feeling?
Well, they're for sure riding a wave right now. The series is on the upside. It has made an incredible transformation in the last 4 years since it started, and 5 years now even. And at the moment, you know, with how the political trend goes, electric is the way to go. And, you know, I think the series still has to develop and keep developing, because it's not done by just being good right now, and it will be very interesting how everything develops. But for sure, right now is the place to be.
Did it surprise you right from the offset, the interest and the popularity of the championship?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, you know, 2014, I had the opportunity to go and drive there, but I just freshly signed with Porsche for the LMP1 program, so I couldn't like cannibalize myself on that one. So, but yeah, the interest was from beginning there. The racing is good, it's very different. And in the end, right now, racing and the new generation of young people, they have a different understanding of racing and technology and so on, and Formula E seems to fill a certain gap there.
A new racing series, a new racing concept. How do you mentally approach a new championship such as this?
There's many ways. I think, first of all, suck in everything like a sponge, because that's just information, useless or not. You need to take it and then find out yourself what is very helpful and what not. And then the next thing is, yeah, just trying, testing, good talks with the engineers, have a look at the racetracks, and learning. It's basically what you need to do.
How hard is it when you've literally got a blank canvas? As you say, you're learning all the time, the team is learning all the time in order to ultimately get the best product. But how hard is it when you are literally, forgive to use a cliche, starting from scratch?
Very difficult, because as I said or mentioned before, this is a bit of a different challenge Porsche faces. It's really the first time we enter a championship, or Porsche's championship, where 80% of the car is the same as all the others. So they're not building their own chassis, they're not building their own brakes, steering wheel, and so on. Normally they build everything themselves. So this the same thing. So where can you make the difference? And that's in the details. And these details, they also need experience in the championship. And, you know, we can prepare ourselves as good as we want, but experience we cannot buy. Experience we can only learn by doing. And this is what we are in the hunt for as quickly as possible, because that will also bring us results.
So give me a little insight into what it was like. You got the call, you signed on the dotted line as a driver. So it must have been, or has been, a whirlwind couple of months since then. Just give me a little bit of an insight into what the program's been like.
You know, I thought LMP1 was very busy, but I can actually now say that was kind of like a holiday. Not kind of a holiday, but in comparison, clearly... Yeah, a lot more work now. There's so much sim work, preparation, and yeah, racing life has definitely changed for me after the LMP1, and it's got busier even though I'm not even racing yet.
And what about the finer details that are so instrumental? Things like the seat fit, the rollout, the assembled first car, the testing. It's all landmarks, isn't it, in this whole journey?
Us, yeah. I mean, they're the classical landmarks we hit, you know, seat, signing contract, seat fit, getting comfortable in the car, getting to know the car, obviously getting to know the team and so on. This is already has already happened before in LMP1. But the big landmarks are still coming, and that's the first race, that's first qualifying, first issues, you know, first quick decisions you need to make on a race weekend. And that is what we are trying to prepare the most. But as I said before, that's experience, and experience you cannot buy.
Still to come in our insider chat, Neil talks about the aims in Porsche's first season in Formula E.
In our first year, clearly we want to challenge, we want to be around, and we want to fight for podiums. That has to be the aim.
What's it been like with the testing program? Give me an insight into what that's been like.
Well, first step was clearly to check how the whole car runs, check our power unit, and also check reliability. Reliability is the first thing. And once reliability is working, you slowly go into performance things. And now we're starting to think about performance things, you know, setup, tires, etc., just to make the car quicker.
You're the man to ask this, but when the car was unveiled to you, what was your initial thoughts when you actually got in it and started testing? Just give me the vibe of what it was like.
Well, we're still waiting for the newest livery. I'm really looking forward to that. For sure, the first run in the car was special, but at the same time, we did it in Weissach at, I think, 0 or -2 degrees. So it was also cold, and I needed heaters around my feet and so on. So it was a special experience. It was a cold experience, I would call it. You wouldn't expect that as an answer, I guess, normally.
But considering the type of cars that you've driven before, how different is it?
It is different in terms of noise, obviously. There's a different noise. I still hear an engine sound, yeah. It's more mechanical noise. It's not the exhaust noise. So that is different. But in terms of driving, the new car, Generation 2, is a good car to drive. And I think the biggest thing to learn on these Formula E cars are the tires, because they're treaded. And we're used to slicks, and they need a bit different handling and looking after. While the car now is already on a very good level with brake by wire and the carbon brakes and so on, there, it's a car. You know, in the end, it's a car, has four wheels, and you need to drive it.
You mentioned the Porsche family at the start of our chat and how important is it. Do you think it's helped that you know this team already from LMP1 days and that bond has already been created?
Without any doubt. Knowing, first of all, the team knows what I did in LMP1 and what my performances were, so they don't need to doubt, oh, what's he doing? Does he know what he does? Is he giving us bad feedback or is correct the feedback? And I know that I can trust them. If they tell me the car is okay like that and that's the direction we need to go, then the same thing. And as I said, this is how you make quicker progress, and that's why I think it was important to sign early and from test day one onwards to keep developing the car.
How extensive is the program? You said you're busier than ever as a driver, but how extensive, how intense is it?
It's very extensive because we have all the simulator work. A lot of software things now in Formula E are important, and since testing days are actually limited to 15 days, you have everything in the sim, and that's a lot of action there, a lot of hours in the simulator, but also a lot of hours in debriefs, and that makes it long days.
It's an intense program. So what comes next for you in the next couple of months, which of course are instrumental leading up to the start of the championship?
Well, we're testing again formally in July, so back on that, and then sim, testing, sim, then testing on track, sim, and so on, forth and back, and just looking for everything we can. Intense work ahead.
As a racing driver, it must be so exciting to be involved right from the start. Is it a case of you can't wait for the season to start, or you're still thinking there's still so much work that needs to be done?
When you are from zero, starting from zero, you know you can make a lot of things good and correct, but at the same time, you know you can also mess up a lot of things by going the wrong direction. And there you need to have the trust. And I'm coming back to your last question. That's where it's good when driver and team know each other. So starting from zero is a huge challenge, and you can do a lot of wrong directions, but I believe we are focused enough and we know what we're doing that we hit the right direction.
And how hard is it? It's a team effort, but psychologically you no doubt feel so much pressure on your shoulders to make this happen as the driver.
In the end, the driver is the one who is out there alone, and they see him, and you know the result is no good, then it's the driver. And we know that, we know we're exposed, and I'm used to the pressure at Porsche, because qualifying at Le Mans was also, even though it doesn't count for the 24 hours a lot, but it was still a big thing. It's part of the game, you cope with it, but on the other hand, it gives you opportunities also, because pressure means you're in a situation where you can perform. So I look at it more as an opportunity.
And as a manufacturer, Porsche never do anything by half measures. This campaign is going to be no different. Do you envisage, when the season starts, strong contenders?
For sure we're not doing any half things, but where does it bring us? We don't know yet, because we have no references. The special thing in Formula E is we cannot go just on a track where we know lap times from other teams, because those tracks only exist a day and then they are not existing anymore. So it's very hard to know where, we're basically fishing in the sea. We don't know. And that's why in our first year, clearly we want to challenge, we want to be around, and we want to fight for podiums. That has to be the aim. Can we win? Can we fight for more? I think this will be very difficult already, but who knows? You know, we're trying our best.
Finally, I think I know the answer to this, but you thoroughly enjoying this time in your career, being involved in this particular project?
You know, the last 6 years since I signed at Porsche have been amazing. I mean, also before, the whole journey has been amazing in my career. But my greatest success is I've lived with Porsche, and clearly I'm looking for more, because that's the fuel for motivation and for energy to put into such projects.
But it's been an absolute pleasure speaking to you today. I wish you all the best with the campaign, Neil. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you.
If you'd like more information, follow Porsche Formula E on Twitter and Instagram, or visit the Porsche newsroom. See you next time.
Inside E, Porsche Formula E podcast.